Hey everyone, welcome to the fifth and last episode of this season. My name is Gianna and I'm one of the hosts on this episode today. And I will be joined by Crystal, Jaka, and Tiffany with a special guest appearance from SEO Scholars 9th grade admission assistant Mason Fleming. He will be discussing the importance of elevating your voice with us today.
Thanks, Gianna. My name is Jaka and I'm another host on today's episode. Before we dive into today's topic, please take a moment to follow our podcast channel on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. All right, now that you've followed us, let's get into today's episode and stay until the end for the tip of the day. So first things first, we want to give a warm welcome to our guest, Mason. We're so excited to have you join us on this season. For our listeners, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Mason?
Hey, everyone. Thank you for having me. So as Jaka and Gianna stated, my name is Mason Fleming. I'm one of the admissions assistants on the 9th grade team here at SEO. A couple quick things about me. So I'm from the Bronx. I got a rep to X all day, and I'm also a college student attending Hunter College. Most importantly, I love building a community. I think that's one of the reasons why I'm here at SEO still, because I recognize the family atmosphere we have, and I truly appreciate that.
Thanks, Mason, for sharing that. So, for everyone, when you think about the phrase, standing in the power of your voice, what comes to mind?
When I think about the phrase, standing in the power of your voice, I think about not letting others impact your decisions and your statements or your ideologies in a way. I feel like it's so easy to be influenced by others and their opinions. So I think standing in the power of your own voice is acknowledging that your perspective of life is valid and not allowing anyone else to deflect that from you or take that power away from what you believe in.
I 100% agree with what Gianna said. I kind of define it as realizing and acting as though your opinions and your beliefs matter, because they do. Just acting upon that and expressing those things is so important. And that's you using your voice. And that's so powerful. Because like Gianna said before, not everybody can do that. We've become so used to just agreeing with a larger group of people because we believe that's right. But standing in your voice, standing for what you believe in, that's what's right.
I agree with what Crystal said. Like, sometimes we think that we just have to go with the flow in certain instances. Like, everyone believes this, and I have to also agree with that. And usually that comes with, you know, those who are in power, right? They get to shape the narrative. But what we also have to realize is that we also have the power, you know, and what we think contributes to them and leads to, like, our actions as well. And not trying to have those external forces always, you know, have an influence on what we think, and while also recognizing that is okay, but also asking ourselves, is this consistent with my beliefs and what I like actually just, you know, want in this life?
When I hear or read, like, standing in the power of your voice, it just makes me think of being who you are unapologetically and showing your beliefs and living in your beliefs unapologetically. Like Crystal and Mason mentioned, and Gianna mentioned as well, like, we have so many different ideas and opinions floating around with social media and things like that, that we often be like, okay, I'm just going to follow with what they're going with or those around me are saying. But instead of actually doing the research and things like that, people just go with the flow, like Mason mentioned. But I think that if you go out of your way to actually do the research and, you know, on a topic or whatever you want to dig deeper into, I think that it really allows for critical thinking and it really allows for better conversations to be had around those type of topics.
I think what everyone said is 100% valid. Like, I really do agree that we need to use our voice to really stick to our beliefs and kind of stand up for what we believe in. I also took this quote, standing in the power of your voice, very much literally. Like, I think another thing is you can have opinions, but if you're not physically like speaking up or doing anything about it, you're not using your voice, and that kind of just makes you into the background. So while you might not necessarily agree with what's happening, if you don't actually say anything, you're just part of the problem.
I think it's also a matter of also realizing that sometimes we may not always be confident in our voice, and that is okay, right? Like, even in like the stage that I am in my life now, fourth year college student, working, sometimes I don't know what I really want to say, right? And that's completely fine. Like, you will never have all of the answers. But just know that by you just speaking up and by you voicing your opinion, you may not have the confidence in yourself, but someone may be looking up to you saying, wow, I want to be like them when I grow up. And it will surprise you, I promise you. The people that will walk up to you after you just said something when you have no idea what you just said, or even if anyone's going to agree with you and say, wow, I'm glad you asked that question. Oh, I'm glad you stated that, because you actually gave me some confidence to, you know, really go with what I want to say or believe.
So you would say those are who inspired you to use your voice?
That's a great point, Crystal. Yeah. There was a point where I was not confident at all, right? In terms of speaking up. I just thought that everyone around me was smarter than me and just knew a lot more. But through conversation with people, like, everyone's really at the same point. We're all trying to figure out what's going on. And I can't tell you the exact moment when, but I knew there was a point where I got fed up by being scared, right? And I just wanted to speak out. And just having those say, you know, I'm glad you said something because I didn't know what was going on, or, you know, you made a really good point. That's what gave me the confidence to really stand in the power of my voice. And then actually finding out that I'm actually really good at public speaking, and now having people call me to do so. And, you know, now I'm going to New York City public high schools presenting in front of hundreds of kids. Who would have thought, right? So yeah, those, the ones who told me and thanked me for speaking up, those are the ones that, you know, helped me find my voice.
I feel like you just told my whole life story so far. I feel like when I was younger, I was a lot more shy and I was really reserved. I never really talked that much, but as I began to grow up, I realized there's nothing to be scared of. Like, you see those people who can speak up and say what they think, and you think they're so much better than you because they can do so. But it's not that hard. It takes time, I will admit that. But once you do that, it's a great feeling, honestly.
Yeah, to add on to what Crystal said, like, I was also, like, a shy kid, like, not really wanted to talk. But for me, it was, like, speaking up for yourself doesn't always have to just be physically talking, right? So I had to find what speaking up for myself or standing in the power of my voice actually was for me. And for me, that was like poetry, and that was like playing basketball, and that was like, you know, talking to one person instead of talking to a whole group of people. So I just started off slow with that, and using my voice through poetry and just writing. I don't like writing a lot, but when it comes to poetry, oh, you got me there, you know. So I think just using my voice through that lane has really helped me grow as a person. Also, like, the people in my life have played a big role in me standing in the power of my voice or just inspiring me to do so. Like my teachers, Ms. Hawk and Ms. Hussein, they, you know, they're really big on self-advocacy and me speaking out and me, you know, just telling how I feel. They really helped me through my, like, 4 years of high school. As well as, like, my SEO PM in 11th grade, Brianna, she really, really, like, just instilled in me that, like, I need to use my voice in whatever way I can to really get the things that I need and want in life. Her motto really, like, honed that in, and, like, it still stuck with me today, so.
For me, public speaking and presentation was never a way that I would express myself or be confident in, like, myself. I would find other ways, like writing or, like Jaka said, talking to a few amount of people, but also having deep conversations. So I think what really inspired me to have self-advocacy was this podcast. Because freshman year, I was thinking about joining the SEO podcast, and I was just like, well, I'm not a big speaker, and I'm like, I'm afraid to voice my opinion, and I feel like when I speak, it might not be like clear in a way, or maybe somebody won't understand it the way I'm trying to like communicate. However, one day, Shauna like emailed me or texted me, and she was like, you know, do you want to be a part of this episode? And I was super scared, and I was like, oh, well, I don't know, but then I did it, and I really loved it, and I feel like it's being out of your comfort zone that allows you to empower your voice and make decisions in your life that you didn't think you would be able to do. And I give all thanks to Shauna for allowing me to elevate my voice these past few years.
I think what's really interesting is that we all keep bringing up this kind of phenomenon of trying to separate yourself from a group of people. So trying to make yourself an individual when you use your voice. And it kind of reminded me, because my AP Lit teacher, she has this rejection wall in the back of her classroom because we're all seniors. And so whenever we get a rejection from anything, we all post it up on that wall. But it's really scary for the first few months because no one really wants to show their rejections on the wall, and everyone kind of wants to like keep it to themselves. But then once someone takes that initial first step, everyone then follows because they feel like it's okay. And I think that's kind of the same thing, kind of what also Mason brought up. But once you take that initial first step, everything just becomes so much easier. And articulating your emotions and thoughts is such a powerful skill, because in any discipline that you go into, writing, speaking, and conversating with people is essential to any line of work, because that's how you're going to empathize with other people, that's how you're going to connect, and that's how you're really going to gain your standing in the world.
So I want to know, what does self-advocacy mean to you all?
To me, self-advocacy means looking within yourself in a specific space, right? Like, we all have different needs and wants, and they can all be belonging to a certain environment. And you recognizing what those wants and needs are, and then voicing it to someone who can make that happen, right? And sometimes we may think that our wants or our needs are outlandish, and sometimes they can be, but a lot of times it's like we stop ourselves from advocating for ourselves because we automatically think that someone would discount our beliefs. But once you take that first step, as we all said, and really see what you need to go forward, or what you really think you want to propel yourself, I think that's what self-advocacy is. You know, speaking out on the things that would aid you in whatever process you're going through, whether that be a college application or an internship, or even like just needing a job.
I think self-advocacy is also, you might assume that it's inherently selfish, but I feel like I want to kind of push back on that idea and say it's selfish almost in a good way, because if you don't advocate for yourself, then no one really knows what you're thinking. And it's also ties into like assuming the best in others. So let's say someone keeps asking you to like do their work, or asking you to maybe cover their shift at work or something like that, and you don't advocate for yourself saying that you're busy or you don't have the time to, or you wouldn't want to do it, then they're just going to assume, because you keep accepting their request, that it's a reasonable request. And so instead of letting that cycle happen and then you have to bottle up your feelings and then eventually like outburst, I think self-advocacy is kind of taking that initial step to realize that in order for you to work better and have that kind of support, you need to be selfish a little bit.
I feel like there's some people, and I'm like going to use myself as a prime example, where like for self-advocacy in a selfish manner, they wouldn't tell someone like, hey, I need this mental health day because I've been stressed out about APs or, you know, supplement essays or whatever the case is. And I feel like in that sense, it takes for you to speak with conviction and say, you know, today's not the day for me, but we can plan X, Y, and Z for another day. And I feel like self-advocacy comes in terms of speaking not just with conviction, but also keeping in mind what's best for you at the time and not just what's going to please everyone else. Because I feel like some people are just so used to pleasing others that they don't even make time for themselves. So like that's another part of self-advocacy that follows as well.
Yeah, Gianna, straight to the point. For me, the two biggest things that define self-advocacy would have to be setting boundaries, as like you guys mentioned. Setting boundaries and asking for help are the two biggest things that for me have shown up as self-advocacy in my life. Because there has been points in my life where I'm like, oh, I just shut down and I don't want to ask for help when I'm struggling with like maybe an assignment or something. And it came to a point where I realized that's not helping myself. That's not, you know, getting me to where I want to go in life, which is college and things like that. So learning to ask for help and not being scared of the outcome, not being scared of what the person will think, like, oh, now he doesn't think I'm smart. Well, what he thinks doesn't matter. What you need is what matters. So I think that that's one of the biggest things for me, as well as setting boundaries. Growing up, I really had a hard time doing so. So like, for example, I guess like when my friends ask for the homework, I just give it to them, you know, things like that. But when it came to me doing so, I didn't want to ask them. So having that mutual agreement between you and your friends or you and your family members or even at the workplace and stuff like that. So just making sure that what you need and the things that you want are what you're going to get.
I agree with all of you. I think that self-advocacy is realizing your potential as a person because you're taking steps to better yourself. You're standing up for what you believe in. You know, you're using your voice like we had mentioned prior. You're setting up boundaries. You're asking for help. You're doing all these things to help you. You're advocating for yourself.
So, can everyone describe a time when they had to advocate for themselves?
A time where I had to advocate for myself was last year, SEO summer. We were doing SAT prep questions with my instructor during lunch, and like everyone in my friend group understood the problem and they would just do it within like 5 minutes, and I'm just stuck there being confused. And normally, like, if I'm confused on something, I would be scared to be like judged by the majority, so I would just sit there and be confused. But like this time I was just like, what is there to be scared of? Back to that like ideology of why are we going to be afraid of criticism when it's going to help us at the end. So I asked my instructor and we went over it, and turns out none of my friends really cared. So it was more like an internal struggle where I had to overcome not understanding a topic and growing from that. And that was one time where I feel like it allowed me to pave a way where I'll now self-advocate for myself, especially in math, more frequently. And yeah, that's a time where I would use self-advocacy.
I would say any time that I had to advocate for myself was when I was asking for help. You know, when I was younger, I never asked for help because I just felt like a failure if I did so, that I was incompetent, I didn't know what I was doing. And sure, you feel like that in the moment, but it's not true. Everybody needs help, and you asking for that isn't a sign of weakness. If anything, it's a sign of strength. And you should feel good about asking for help because it's so much better to ask for help because you'll know what to do. In the moment, it feels like it's the end of the world, but it's not. It is so much better than if you're just left wondering.
A time where I had to advocate for myself was actually last year. So, you know, as like I stated before, I'm a college student and college is expensive. I'm not gonna lie. Just wanting to see if there were any like scholarship opportunities there at Hunter, and just recognizing the value that I brought to the institution of like having certain external parties come in and present to students, and then also understanding where like I was at in the community in terms of my grades, in terms of, you know, just the impact I had, and then asking for that in return, right? Just really realizing what I needed and just bringing that to the table as best as I could.
Yes, Mason, 100%. I think that like a lot of the times we pour into other people's cups and we don't realize how much we're actually pouring into that cup. And then we realize there's nothing left to pour for ourselves. So I think that just realizing your own impact and realizing what you bring to the table is really, really helpful. Which brings me to when I had to advocate for myself. Everyone has friendships and stuff like that, with different types of relationships and stuff like that. So over the summer, while I was in Morocco, I, you know, made new friends and things like that. I spoke to people I never really spoke to before. And, you know, just starting out, I had this friend, and, you know, we were really cool with each other. You know, we hung out outside of school time in Morocco and things like that. But she would say things to me, like little slick comments and things like that, that I didn't appreciate, right? But I never really said anything because I didn't want to come off as, like, being mean to her or anything like that. So it went on for some time. But then she had said something one day, and I wasn't really feeling all too great that day. And it kind of, like, set me, like, off a little bit. And I was like, wow, dang, I need to, like, speak up for myself because she doesn't know and she keeps doing this thing, right? So I spoke to her, and we really came to, like, a mutual understanding. Like, maybe we can't be friends, but we can be cordial. So, like, just speaking up for myself, now I feel better after that. Just getting all that built up out of me, just telling her, like, hey, I don't appreciate the things that you're saying to me. And then, you know, we moved on from then, you know?
What I would say, too, is that you don't have to feel as if you have the answer depending on what the situation is. Like, you don't have to have the answer ASAP, right? Sometimes we need time to think. And just to see how we're going to approach a situation, how we're really going to advocate for ourselves. I tell everyone that before you say something and before you really just, like, put yourself out there, understand the environment, right? Understand how things work. Understand what really makes something go through, what makes it successful, right? And once you understand that, you can curate a way on how to actually advocate for yourself. There's certain ways that I can advocate for myself at school that is completely different from the way that I would advocate for myself at work, right? Like, it's a whole different environment. So you really need to understand the environment in which you're in and then cater your approach to that environment. I think that's a key part. And if anything, I really think that's half the battle. Know your space.
After speaking about friendship and being aware of your surroundings, what advice do you all have for others to elevate their voice?
I think my piece of advice would be that everyone is their own worst critic, and you always critique yourself harsher than you critique others. So when you're about to maybe advocate for yourself, I would say try to think of it as if you were your friend or someone really close to you, and think about what you would advise them to do if they brought your situation in front of you. So, like, let's say if it was your grades, you want to talk to your teacher about your grades, but you're kind of scared of getting rejected. Think about if your friend brought that exact same problem to you. Now, what would you say? I think it would be you would advise them to go get help and advocate for themselves. So I think just kind of going through that with another lens and kind of treating yourself with a little more lenience can help you build that confidence to also elevate your voice.
There are multiple ways to elevate your voice. Some ways that work for me is journaling. I like to write my ideas down, any type of emotions that I think I wouldn't be able to express in that moment. This allows me to be comfortable in writing, and potentially this could help someone as they become comfortable writing their thoughts down and internalizing it. It would allow them to vocalize and talk to others, even if it's just elevating your voice in public with your friends. In a way, you're promoting and acknowledging that what you're saying is important and it should be valid, no matter what others might think. And I also believe that conversing with a teacher about a project or an assignment is another way of communication. But I think any advice I would give someone is to keep a little journal or a diary to write down your thoughts or any ideas that you have throughout the day. And this potentially will allow you to feel comfortable and express yourself in any sense.
One piece of advice I would give someone to elevate their voice is to truly, like, going back to the first point that we all made, understand the power of it, right? Understand that what you say has meaning and it will have an impact on others. And try to use that power for good, right? Like, there's a lot that we can say as individuals, and we have to keep in mind that everyone is listening to, even when we, you know, think that they aren't. So just understanding the power of your voice. And then, as everyone stated, don't be afraid. It's easier said than done, But once you take that first step, you'll realize that the only thing that was stopping you was actually you.
I think the biggest advice I have for others to elevate their own voice would be to find their niche, like how elevating your voice would work for you, whether it's through art, whether it's through recording videos, whether it's through podcasts like this, whether it's through actually speaking up, just anything that intrigues you, find a way to use that. Make it the way that you stand in the power of your own voice and make it what you believe in and make it about who you are.
My advice for standing and elevating your own voice is very similar to what Gianna said. Write, write, and write. Before I was able to speak up for myself, I wrote so much because that's what helps you rationalize your feelings. It helps you think, develop ideas. And once you read those things over, I feel like you can practice them in the mirror or something that can help you speak in your everyday life. But it starts small and it gets bigger over time and it's much easier for you to do. So whatever it is, it doesn't have to be writing. Jaka had mentioned, find your niche, do something that you enjoy, that you can express yourself in, and eventually they'll translate into everyday life. That's my advice. To end this episode, we want to say thank you for tuning into the fifth and last episode of this season. We hope you enjoyed listening to our thoughts and how we have used our voice to affect change and advocate for our needs and share our perspectives.
Also, don't forget to follow and share our podcast channel with your friends and families. Lastly, to learn more about SEO Scholars, follow us on Instagram and TikTok at SEO Scholars NYC. And to end this episode, our final tip of the day is to take up the space you need to express yourself, not repress yourself. You never know how powerful your voice is until you use it. Thank you so much for listening to this season, and we hope you tune in to the next season.